السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله، the Sahaba كرام رضي الله عنهم، the best of people. الله أكبر. The friend of Allah says، سبحان الله، هو الرسول فكن في الشعر حسانا وصغ من القلب في ذكراه ألحانا ذكر النبي الذي أحيا الهدى وكسى بالعلم والنور شعبا كان عريانا أطل فجر هداه والدجى عممه بات الأنام وظلوا فيه عميانا هناك لاح سنى المختار مؤتلقا يهدي إلى الله أعجاما وعربانا يقود دعوته في اليم باخرة تقل من أمها شيبا وشبانا يا سيد الخلق طب نفسا بطائفة باعوا إلى الله أرواحا وأبدانا أخرجت جيلا من الأصحاب سيرتهم تفوح بين الورى روحا وريحانا قوما أقاموا على إخلاص نيتهم وصدقها ألف برهان وبرهانا عاشوا على الحب أفواها وأفئدة باتوا على البؤس والنعماء إخوانا أفنوا حياتهم صبرا على محن صاغت بلالا وعمارا وسلمانا لم يعرفوا الدين أورادا ومسبحة بل أشربوا الدين محرابا وميدانا الله يعرفهم أنصار دعوته والناس تعرفهم للخير أعوانا والليل يعرفهم عباد هجعته والحرب تعرفهم في الجد فرسانا. The best of Allah's creation, صلى الله عليه وسلم, سيد الخلق. Oh Allah's beloved, صلى الله عليه وسلم, what efforts you've made that you prepared a galaxy who sold their souls for Allah and gave their lives for Him. They exhorted and exerted themselves. You've taken and prepared such a galaxy whose lives are so effulgent and permeate life and blessings and fragrance to humanity. A people that established Allah's deen with sincerity. And they portrayed thousands, 1,001 proofs of truth, of Islam being the truth. They lived their lives, giving their hearts for Allah, sacrificing for Allah as brothers. They spend their lives patient over difficulties, and such efforts of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam molded men like Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Ammar, Hazrat Salman. They remembered Allah profusely, but they didn't consider deen to be recitals and incantations only, but the love of deen was in their hearts, in the mihrab and in the maidan. Allah recognizes them as the helpers of the dawat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people recognize them as helpers to all good, and the night recognizes them as those who worship Allah profusely, and the maidan of battle recognizes them to be those who strive for Allah in uplifting the truth and helping the oppressed. We learn about such a great sahabi, one who is known as the confidant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, if you want you can be a muhajiri, or if you want you can be an ansari, you choose. Subhanallah. When Allah's beloved met Hazrat Hudhaifa in Makkah, these were the words. And what did Hazrat Hudhaifa choose? Subhanallah. Let's learn. That's where the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what he tells you, believe it. Hazrat Hudhaifa's father was known as Yaman. He lived in Makkah from the Banu Abs clan, but due to some incident that led to bloodshed, he had to depart from Makkah, and that's how he ended up in Medina. And there he was in allegiance with the Banu Abdul Ashhal clan. He wedded among them, and from there his son Hudhaifa was born. There were always hindrances hindering him from entering Makkah, but he would frequent between Makkah and Medina. Medina Munawwara at that time was known as Yathrib, but his residence in Medina was more, and he had an attachment to Medina.
when Islam came to Arabia, Yaman, who was known as Hisl, was one of the people of Abs to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They announced the Islam before him. That was prior to the Hijrah to Medina. And from here, Hazrat Hudhayfa, whose origin was Makkah, but his upbringing was in Medina. Makkiya al-Asl, Madaniya al-Nash'a. He grew up in a home and a family. Both his parents embraced Islam in the early stages. So he embraced Islam even before his eyes, enjoyed amazing scene, seeing the beautiful countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His parents embraced Islam. He embraced Islam in Medina Munawwara. But his desire to meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam filled his bosom. From the time he had embraced Islam, he would always study and learn and research more and more information about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would incessantly ask about the descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that would increase him in love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his yearning desire to meet the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why he journeyed to Makkah to meet Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As soon as he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked this question: O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am I a muhajir or am I an ansari? A muhajiri or ansari? A muhajirun ana am ansariyun ya Rasulullah? Faqala alaihi salatu wasalam, you will choose whether you want to be from the muhajirin or from the ansar. Choose what you prefer. He then responded, but I prefer being an ansari, a helper of the deen of Allah, a servant of Allah's deen. Allah subhanallah. O Allah's Nabi, I would choose, if you give me the choice, to be an ansari. How special are the ansar. That's why it's part of iman to love the ansar, the servants of Allah's deen, those who loved to serve and be hospitable and accommodate. Allah mentions them. Allah mentions the Ansar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. They love the muhajirin and they harbor no hatred in their hearts towards their brothers. And they prefer their brothers over themselves, meaning their Muslim brothers, even though they have great needs, but they fulfill the rights of others first. Subhanallah. What a quality. Otherwise, prior to Islam, there was this rivalry and some sort of racism between the Quraysh and the Ansar. Qahtani Arab and Adnani Arabs. The Quraysh were Adnani, the Yemenis were Qahtani. There was a rivalry. There was this elite class. But Islam united them. That subhanallah, the Ansar loved their Muhajiri brothers. They didn't look at them as, oh, these are foreigners. They're just cramping our style. No, Islam does not advocate that. They loved them. They cared for them. Imagine Allah give us tawfiq to care for our brothers, irrespective of color, race, nationality, background, language, love each other, care for each other, see good in each other. Allah help us. So he chose to be an Ansari, subhanallah. And this is the beautiful brotherhood of Islam. Ya akhi fil maghribi aw fil mashriqi, ya akhi fil hindi aw fil maghribi, ana minka anta minni anta bi, la tasal an unsuri aw nasabi, innahu al islam ummi wa abi. My brother, wherever you hail from in the world, it's not our lineage or color or race or background that gives us virtue. You are my brother. Islam is our priority. Islam is our mother and father. When the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, Hazrat Hudhayfa stuck to him, subhanallah, and connected to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time, participating in every expedition except Badr. Why? The story is interesting indeed.